Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're joined again by writer and scientist and, I don't have enough time to tell you everything he does, but we're joined again by Dean Weingarten. How goes it?
It goes well, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about this one, because this particular article, I love this kind of article because it does a breakdown. There's a lot of people on my side, your side of the argument, that get out there and go, I don't understand what their problem is. But you have written an article called The Case for More Guns, Learn to Think Like the Sheep. And this is about the people who have voluntarily chosen to not be armed.
Yes, and I actually wrote this a version of this article, an older version, a few years ago, but it wasn't widely published. I mean, it got a fair amount. It was a very popular article and got a fair number of views, but it wasn't widely published on AmmoLab. So I updated it, and I wrote it so that people could have a little better understanding of the mindset of people who want an unarmed or disarmed population. And most of these people are not evil people. They just have made some choices that lead them down a particularly misguided path, in my estimation. And the way, it's always good to be able to understand how your opponent thinks. You want to be able to get inside their head. The famous military strategist a couple thousand years ago called Sun Tzu, who said, if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you will never lose. And so we know ourselves fairly well, but we also have to know those who oppose us. And for, I think, the majority of those who oppose us, they have made the choice to voluntarily be unarmed. I mean, it's not a hard choice to make. It's much harder to choose to be armed, because if you choose to be armed, it requires action. You have to take training. You have to learn how to shoot. You have to learn the law. You have to expend time and money on weapons and practice. You think about unpleasant possibilities. And, you know, it requires more thought and more action. But if you've made the decision to be unarmed, it doesn't require any of that. It just requires that you think it's easier and better to be unarmed than it is to be armed. But there are consequences to that choice of being unarmed. So in the essay, I ask people to step back and try to get inside the mind of someone who has chosen to be unarmed. It takes a little discipline, but it can be done. It's not that hard to do. You know, just in your own head, make this choice that you're going to be unarmed. Well, if you do that, a lot of what our opponents do starts to make sense. For example, people who have chosen to be armed often don't want anyone else to be armed because there's an obvious power differential, and people generally don't like it when other people have power over them. And it explains, for example, why people who have chosen to be unarmed don't like the idea of concealed carry, but they absolutely hate the idea of open carry. And it's because when people open carry, it destroys their fantasy that nobody else is armed. I mean, you can see, that person's armed, but I'm not. And that creates an uncomfortable mental set. And if you have chosen to be unarmed, well, then there's no reason to study armed tactics, to learn about guns and ammunition and holsters, to make yourself familiar with the firearms laws. And so you just can ignore all that. And so some of the arguments from those who want an unarmed population make sense. Anything that restricts other people's ability to be armed is to you a positive because it doesn't cost you anything and it won't cost you anything because you decided you don't want to be armed. Therefore, no matter how silly or irrational or costly it is for other people to be disarmed, you don't care because you're already unarmed and it's a cost borne by other people. Similarly, when people complain about a regulation or law being stupid or an argument being technically inaccurate, it just flies over your head. You don't have any information about guns or technology, automatic, semi-automatic. It doesn't make any difference to you because it's all guns, and the less of them, the better. So you just support, without much thought, restrictions on other people. So, you know, there's several ways that you can use this insight, as it were, to help us keep the right to keep and bear arms. And the way to do that is to attack the premises of the people who have chosen to be unarmed. And to choose to be unarmed, you have to believe a couple of things. One, you have to believe that it's more costly, that there are high costs to being armed, and there are almost no costs to being unarmed. Well, one of the things you can do is to take people to the range. This reduces their fear of firearms. Much of people's fear of firearms is often just ignorance. They don't know anything about them. They have preconceptions. So take somebody to the range, and anybody who's instructed people can give you numerous examples about how they took somebody to the range who was very fearful and, you know, was just going because they felt they would reluctantly go along. And then you let them shoot something that doesn't recoil much. You make sure they wear hearing protection, a 22 rifle or pistol works pretty well. If you've got a suppressor for a 22, it works even better. And suddenly they go from, I'm afraid, to, oh.
This is fun.
This isn't so bad.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. You can find this article and all of the articles we're going to talk about today at Ammoland.com. That's where Dean's stuff is. Well over 1,700 articles. We got to be pushing that now. That we should be coming up to the next increment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Mount. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten And I have read a little bit about this, Dean, but I want to talk about this simply because a lot of people use this as sort of a crutch to stake their claim about why they don't like this guy or why they don't like this guy. And this is the article regarding 2A incrementalism versus all or nothing. Now,
when I was
having my on-air debate with Rob Pincus, one of his problems was he didn't think Trump pursued certain things vehemently enough or excessively enough. And that was one of his reasons for not liking him, which, you know, I did ask him, you know how this whole system works, right? You know, the president would have signed it if it had been put in front of him, but it never got put in front of him.
Well, and Rob, in my opinion, and, you know, Rob has done some good things, so is that Rob was using a debating trick. He wasn't, I don't know how sincere he was, because while he made that argument that Trump hadn't done this or that, at the same time, he did the same thing. He didn't support this. He didn't support that. He picked and chose. And there's certain things that people would vehemently disagree with Rob's positions on. So it's hard to say that. I think it was more of a debating point than an actual valid point. So, yes, but the point is about the essay was that back in the middle 90s particularly, there was a debate amongst Second Amendment supporters. There still is. It's ongoing. But the question back then was, it was unknown what was correct. And one side said, we have to regain everything right now. We have to have strict enforcement of the Second Amendment. You know, we have to do away with all the infringements all at once. Or it's no good. If we only try to get rid of a little bitty infringements here and there, that just validates the infringements. It just says they're valid because you didn't get rid of this one, you only got rid of that one. And I would call those people the all or nothing crowd. And they said, you know, we got to get rid of it all right now. It doesn't make any sense to try to get rid of some small infringement. On the other side of the debate, they're what I call the incrementalists. They say, no, we've got to go reverse this kind of the way that it happened. We've got to go after it piece by piece. We can get shall issue carry now with a bunch of restrictions, and then we chip away at those restrictions, and we get rid of some defenseless victim zones, and we reduce the fees, and we increase the number of years, and eventually we get to constitutional carry. Well, back in middle, 1994, 95, we did not know. And even, you know, as of about 1999, there was a well-written book put out by Claire Wolfe. I don't know if you've ever read it, but it was called 101 Things to Do Until the Revolution. And Claire was, well, I think she still is, one of these sort of absolutists or everything or nothing. And she argued that incrementalism was a bad idea, that it wouldn't work, it would just validate the infringements. But a few years ago, I think it was in 2016, she wrote that she had been wrong about the dynamics of how it worked. And that what happened is people who pushed for shall issue got shall issue. And then when they pushed for better shall issue, they got better shall issue. And eventually they got constitutional carry, and when she wrote the essay, I think there were 8 states that had constitutional carry. And now we have 20 states that have constitutional carry, and it's looking very likely, well, I give it about a 75% chance that Texas, of all places, will go constitutional carry, and maybe Louisiana, and even South Carolina is still looking at it. So what that shows is incrementalism worked. Attacking the problem a little bit at a time while insisting that your end goal is full enforcement of the Second Amendment has worked, and it's worked very well. And we only have 8 states now. We have 42 states that have either shall issue or constitutional carry. And we have only 8 states that are may issue. And they're under attack with the case currently going up before the Supreme Court. So while today we still have people say it's no good if you only get half a loaf has proven to be much better than none. And we are making progress. Now, President Biden wishes to sweep all that away, I believe, but I think he's going to have a hard time of it.
Well, you know, here's the thing about these all-or-nothing types. And I agree with them in principle. They are 100% correct. We should get it all, no doubt about it. There's a way to get it all. We put on plate carriers and we start the revolution.
Yeah, well, you know, the cure can
there
be worse.
There's no peaceful way to do it otherwise.
Yeah.
There just isn't. So, but when they get out there, some of these guys that get out there and they are of the all-or-nothings, when they get out there and they take this stand, I don't mind them taking the stand. It's just that they seem to use this as some sort of a stepladder to tell me that I'm not as resolute as they are.
Yeah. There is that. There's the other thing, too, that a lot of them seem to do it as an excuse to do nothing. Well, you know, when the revolution comes, I'll be right there on the front line. But
that's
until
right.
then, I don't have to do anything.
That's right.
Well, that just doesn't fly with me. If you can't write a letter to your congressman, or aren't willing to show up at a rally, or call up that Congress critter and tell them to vote right on this particular issue or send them an email, you aren't going to be on the front lines with an AR, you know, getting shot at.
Nope.
You aren't willing to do some little thing. You're not going to be willing to put your life on the line, in my opinion. And it just seems to me that some of those people use as an excuse for not doing anything. So,
we're coming up on the next break. Coming up on the next break, and this article, like I said, with all the other articles, is available to you at amoland.com. Where Amoland is the biggest website of its type in the world, and Dean is the writer that more people read his stuff. So that tells you all you need to know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Philadelphia, where he's delivering remarks at an event marking Amtrak's 50th anniversary. Amtrak is set to receive about $80 billion out of the $2.2 trillion infrastructure proposal that the president put forward. Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, is wondering why Amtrak is getting all your tax dollars.
Over 50 years has never figured out how to actually make money on the concession when you have a monopoly with your riders. They can't even operate efficiently, and yet we're going to give them more of the hardworking American taxpayer dollars? I don't think so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden administration will restrict travel from India beginning Tuesday as concerns mount over a record surge in coronavirus cases there. You're listening to USA Radio News. former Vice President Mike Pence is making public appearances again, giving his first public address since leaving the office at a gala in South Carolina Thursday night.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we made for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Pence speaking to a group of evangelical voters. A man suspected of murder is back in custody.
A prisoner who is suspected of murder and being transported from Georgia to Arizona has escaped custody at the Atlanta airport. Fulton County Sheriff's Office said officers were searching for Jason Stover. They said he was last seen in College Park, Georgia. He's wanted in connection to a shooting at a Phoenix bar that left one person dead and another injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. And tell me a little bit about this individual who decided to stand guard, I guess, at a shopping mall where guns were not allowed.
Yes. It was really rather a remarkable case. And what happened was that there was a shooting in this mall. I believe it was in Missouri, in Kansas. And what happened is that there was a person who was in the mall. It was a gun-free zone, but it appears it was not well marked. And so this gentleman was carrying his concealed weapon there, and there was a shooting. And so he decided that it was more important to protect people than to worry about whether he'd be prosecuted in some way or another. And it was the West Roads Mall, and it was in Omaha, Nebraska. Sorry, I was wrong about Missouri or Kansas. And his name is Scott Tafoya. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it somewhere close.
Sure.
So there was the shooting, and one person was killed, and another was wounded. And once he knew there was a shooting, he drew his firearm, and the people on the floor where he was at retreated, and he guarded what would be the access to where they were, which was coming up an escalator. And he stood guard, and he didn't have to shoot anyone. The police eventually showed up to secure the scene and gather information, and he unloaded his firearm and holstered it so that you could see that the slide was back. And he approached the police and let them know that he had a permit, that he was legally carrying, and that he was there and what he had done, and they didn't charge him, and they let him go. And it turns out that it would be rather difficult to charge him in any case, because it wasn't clearly marked, and if it was marked, or even if it wasn't marked, a employee would have to come up to him and or somebody with the establishment and ask him to leave. And it seemed to me a clear case of where this idea of gun-free zones is just silly. And I don't believe he will be charged. And, you know, he presents an example of how people who are legally carrying in public actually enhance public safety. They are not a hazard. And in our previous conversation when we talked about people who want a disarmed society, that's one of the ways you can change their mind. If you can get them to see that having armed people around them, armed citizens, that they're actually safer than they would be if there were no armed citizens around them, that removes one of their contentions, one of their basic ideas for being disarmed. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about South Carolina.
You got 5 minutes. Have at it.
Okay. Because the last time we were on, you asked about South Carolina and what was happening there with open carry and constitutional carry. And I mentioned that I had been talking to a state senator and that he had insight, but I was a little reluctant to mention his name.
Sure.
Well, I've talked to him again, and we've had some very interesting developments in South Carolina. The senator that I was talking to is Rex Rice, and
okay.
He's a strong proponent of constitutional carry. And if you recall, and I think it was in 2016, Senator Larry Martin was the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and he had killed constitutional carry and open carry, I think a couple of times, and he had made some rather disparaging remarks about and to other outlets because I've got his remarks as he was quoted. He basically said about open carry, "I'm offended by that."
Yep.
Well, he got primaried, and the person who primaried him was Senator Rice.
Yep.
And so Rice has now been a senator since 2015, I believe, or no, 2016. And I talked to him. And we were talking about what was going on. And we talked about how the Judiciary Committee could be used to kill open carry and constitutional carry. And Senator Rice thought that the subcommittee would probably vote for the bill, but that on a 2-3 basis, but that it might not get a hearing in the Judiciary Committee. What really happened was that the subcommittee didn't even vote on it. But Senator Rice had told me that if that happened, a recall vote would probably be arranged for the whole Senate. Now, it's not a very common practice, but a recall vote allows a bill to be taken away from a committee and given to the whole Senate. And that happened on the 29th of April. And by a vote of 27-12, they took the open carry bill, which is HB 3094, away from the Judiciary Committee, and it's going to be up for debate on next Tuesday or Wednesday. And, with 27 people voting to recall it, it seems quite likely that it can pass.
Yes,
but Senator...
See, that's going to upset
Senator
the apple cart. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking to Senator Rice, he said it's not that simple. He said that about half the people that voted to recall the bill are strong supporters of constitutional carry. And they said, look, you're going to give us something this session or you're not going to get anything. We will vote down any bills you want because you're not giving us anything on this session. So... that's where the recall vote came from. And he thinks that the very likely open carry can pass, but also that someone almost certainly will substitute or attempt to substitute constitutional carry, which is HB 3096, for HB 3094, open carry with a permit. And we talked about it, and he said the problem is that there's a filibuster provision in South Carolina, and you need 26 votes to overcome it. And it might be a poison pill situation where you wouldn't have 26 votes to pass constitutional carry, but you would have 26 to pass open carry. Overall, he thought it likely that open carry would pass and be signed into law, and plausible but less likely that constitutional carry would be.
Well, we'll see. I've got to fill in. I've got to fill in locally at the end of May here in South Carolina, and at the biggest talk radio station in South Carolina. And I'm going to try to get Rankin or Rice now. I'll try to get one of those guys.
Either one or both of them would be great, I think. Maybe at different times. But Rice was very willing to talk to me, and
sure.
I think he would be an excellent person, and Rankin would be too, and ask him to explain why he didn't schedule a vote in the Judiciary Committee.
Well, coming up on the next break, and Dean has written excessively about South Carolina in this one. It has been quite educational for me because I try not to follow my own state too much. They sort of in a bunch of minutia. And you can find all of this at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten about a few things. And I just saw this article here, and I can't believe that I missed this one. But Oklahoma, apparently in Oklahoma, there's a limit to self-defense because if you're in your vehicle, I guess right now legally you can't try to extract yourself from a dangerous situation with force.
Well, actually, I think they just passed that law. I think the law has now passed, and yes, it was law that you were limited in your defense in a vehicle, primarily because pedestrians have the right-of-way, and those laws were passed when motor vehicles were first being utilized. And they basically, you know, said that if a person is on the street in front of you, you have to stop. Well, that is kind of a loophole in the law, as it were. And the protesters that have been gaming the system, so to speak, in many cities and towns, use that as a way to terrorize the population. They get crowds of people out onto the street, and when there's a vehicle coming along, they don't give way, and there's many videos of the protesters running to get in front of the vehicle so that the vehicle can't go forward without running over them. And then once the vehicle is stopped, they pound on it. They try to get a reaction. They'll pull people out of the vehicle and beat them up. They've even shot people in the vehicle. And recognizing that blocking a street, blocking a public roadway is not a peaceful assembly, is not a peaceful protest, it's not a right under the First Amendment. A couple of states now, Oklahoma and Texas, Florida, have passed laws that say if people are blocking the street and preventing you from where you have a lawfully right to be, that you can use your vehicle to escape the situation. And if they get hurt in the process, you are not legally liable and you can't be sued. And I think it's just an obvious extension of the right of self-defense that probably should have been changed before now. The insanity of this, though, is that you have a number of people claiming that it violates First Amendment rights, that they have a right to get onto the public right-of-way and stop people from going about their affairs as a First Amendment right. There is no such thing. That is ludicrous. So It's, and there's other states, by the way, that are also considering such laws. I'd like to see one passed in Arizona. Iowa either was very close or has passed one. And there are, I think Texas might be considering such a law. And there are states, I believe in Arkansas, that already have a law that says that if you stop somebody in a public roadway, that's an act of kidnapping and you can be resisted. So we have to look at each state by state. But these types of terroristic activities seem to primarily happen in jurisdictions that are dominated by Democrats, where the domestic terrorists believe that they will have no consequences to their
actions. They have room to destroy. That's right. Give them room to destroy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, one of my contentions is this. It has long been this. Since Columbine, we should never have had another school shooting. And I'm going to make another contention now, because it's been about 29 years now this week since the L.A. riots. I'm sure Reginald Denny would get out there and say there needs to be something out there, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure Reginald Denny now, if he still drives a truck, he sees a bunch of youths out there with Molotov cocktails and cinder blocks in hand, he's not stopping, he's tapping the gas.
Well, he should, considering what happened to him. And we've seen it in this latest scourge of riots across the nation. We've seen where people have been stopped in their vehicles. And this is a tactic they teach in Antifa and perhaps in BLM, I'm not sure, but about BLM. And that is to get in front of the vehicles, pound on the vehicles, try to elicit a response, and they claim that then the vehicles are the ones that are the aggressors, people in the vehicles are the ones that are the aggressors, and that they're deliberately driving into protesters, and that the protesters are the victims, even though they run to get in front of the vehicle. You've seen things. I've seen things where they'll have bicycles or motorcycles, and they'll lay the bicycles down in front of the vehicles to impede their passage, or put the motorcycle, or form a wall of people with bicycles across the street to prevent vehicles from being able to go through without touching them. So it's very much taught tactics based on this loophole in the law that gives pedestrians the right-of-way. And that's what the law in Arizona does away with, and so does the one in Florida, and I expect many more will also be written and engendered based on those laws in order to preserve the peace. It is not a peaceful protest. It is not First Amendment rights to block people from the normal enjoyment of their daily affairs. You block the street.
In the picture on your article, though, you got two guys out there in front of the truck that they're blocking the traffic. And they've drawn down on this guy. They've got weapons
out.
Yes,
they have pistols. There was a case in Indianapolis, and I thought it was an extreme illustration of what was going on. And if you go to the article where they drew the weapons, I probably have a link to it, that it's one of these cases, incidents, where you can actually see the protesters running to get in front of the vehicle to try to block it.
Sure.
And it's just absolutely a case of where the aggressors are the people in the street who claim to be peaceful protesters. But they're clearly criminals who are disrupting the lives of other people for their own purposes.
If you draw down on somebody, you now have opened the door for them to draw a weapon on you.
Yes.
That there are reasons, there are justifiable reasons to draw a weapon on some people. Blocking traffic with your body, which in the case of that particular pickup truck, he tried to go around them all kinds of different ways. And they kept running and getting in front of them. Somebody draws down on me in that situation, Dean. I don't know. I don't know. I'm probably going to bump them with my car while I draw my weapon.
Let's hope that Indianapolis changes their law. Supposedly the police were looking for those two particular people who drew pistols. But I don't know if they ever found them or ever prosecuted them. There were a lot of calls for their prosecution.
Well, I mean, that kind of thing, when you draw a weapon, if I draw a weapon, that's because I feel there's an imminent threat. But
yes.
You want to know how I keep from being threatened as far as with a vehicle? I don't get in the street.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And like I said, you know, in the article, many states are in the process of passing these laws to prevent the terrorism in the streets
by people who claim
to be protesting.
No doubt about it. That is absolutely terrorism. But, I mean, we saw that in Austin and Texas where the guy drew the AK and the guy driving a car pulled a pistol and killed him. So,
yeah.
Hey, happens. We're about to run out of time. Will you be with me on Wednesday?
I intend to be.
Okay. Hopefully I've squared myself away. Get myself together. Having to suck on cough drops so I don't cough in your ear while I go. But
yeah,
that's okay.
It's always a pleasure to be on the show, and I'm glad to help out.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. We will talk to you on Wednesday. And here's for the rest of you. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.